Triple J.
Earlier this week, there was some incredibly tragic news about the death of a young woman called Eurydice Dixon, who was 22 years old. She's a comedian in Melbourne. And after doing a gig the other night, she was walking home and she was found dead just minutes from where she was a few hours before. And as someone who is a comedian and as someone who is in that community, I've just seen so many of my friends devastated by this news. And beyond that, those communities, I've seen people absolutely shattered by what has happened here, because she could have been any of us. We've all walked home after a night out or even just after work or whatever because we haven't had money to get a cab or we couldn't get onto public transport or there isn't public transport where we were going. So we've all walked home alone, and this time it just, someone decided to make sure that she couldn't get home, that she wouldn't make it home. And I've just been thinking about it for so long because I've seen so many beautiful things come out of something that is so mind-numbingly tragic. There's been, I think last time I checked, like $35,000 raised in Eurydice's name to go to charities and to go to her family. I've seen all of the women I know try and approach this problem of women being assaulted and women being attacked in the streets and figure out how to better protect ourselves. Women I know have been like sharing their numbers with each other and making sure that people have enough money to get home or calling ride shares or making sure that they are looking out for each other. I've seen people pitch apps to people being like, well, can we do something to record where these things are happening and spread awareness about places to avoid? And then I've seen people like the police come up and say, oh, you know, maybe people just need to be more aware of the dangers around them. And that's when I saw all of the grief and all of the sadness turn into anger. I've seen so many women that I know so angry that they're being told to look after themselves better or to be more aware of the risks, when women have always done that, if that makes sense. Like, I was trying to think, like, when did I start carrying my keys in my fist when I was walking home at night? Who taught me that? Like, I just started doing it, but I don't remember when. Who taught me to keep my eyes down when I walk past a group of men at night when I'm by myself? Who taught me to text my friends when I get into a cab alone or just to, like, laugh off men who push boundaries with you and try and make you feel uncomfortable? Like, I don't remember when I learnt those things or who taught them to me, but I just do them. It's a reflex. And I know so many women who do that. So it's infuriating to be told, like, oh, you need to be looking out for yourself better and you need to be more aware of the dangers, when I think that women are so, so aware of the dangers. And so it just made me think about, after Jill Maher's death, her partner Tom wrote this essay called The Monster Myth. And basically it's about how often we think that the men who attack women in the streets like this randomly, or even men who attack women in their own homes, places where they should feel safe, that they're somehow not ordinary men, that they're monsters or they're subhuman or that they were born evil. But the truth is that all of these men are ordinary, that they have families and they have friends and they have jobs and they go to school. There's nothing special about the men that do this. But when we say that about them, we somehow make it like it's this unstoppable thing, that it's predestined, that these things are going to always happen. And so while I see women trying to solve this problem, I think something to keep in mind, especially because it's Friday and I know that so many people are going to go out tonight and walk home, you know, or expect to get home safely. I think I really want to ask of you is that, if you are a man and you see your friends making someone feel uncomfortable, even if you're out tonight with someone and you see them making a remark to a woman or making someone feel uncomfortable, or seeing your mates on social media attack a woman or say something nasty about her, call them out, because that's where this starts. These men aren't formed in a vacuum. It's not like that. It grows from those little things. So I think if you really feel powerless in the face of something as tragic as this, that is one thing you can do. And there's one thing you can do to make women feel safer.